are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Oh, you guys are going to like this one. Those of you who are just absolutely addicted to Starbucks, I guess now they're going to sell single-serving machines. I hope that saves you all money. I don't understand. How much does it cost to go to Starbucks and get a cup of coffee? Anyone, they say here, Starbucks to sell single-serving machines to make espresso brewed coffee at home. Can't you? See, I'm not a coffee drinker, so I don't know how you guys do it. Can't you just, don't they have, like, packaged Starbucks, like, grounds? Like, coffee, ground coffee that you could buy? No? No? It probably has to be fresh brewed. I guess you grind the beans. I don't know. You coffee drinkers know more. Anyway, it would sell a single cup coffee machine that lets people brew lattes and other coffee drinks at home. The Seattle-based coffee chain. I don't get their insignia. It's a woman. Is that supposed to be a mermaid? What is the Starbucks emblem supposed to be? It's a woman that looks like is undressed and topless, and the hair is covering the chest, and I don't know if those are arms or mermaid fins. I don't know. Anyway, you guys would know more. I mean, I know they're from Seattle. That's about all I know. And everybody likes their coffee. Let's see. Are they doing this to help their sales, or are they doing it to help their stocks? Anytime something like this comes out and I think, oh, I got to buy stock. No. Oh, yeah. Stocks actually fell anyway. Okay. All right. So if you guys want their Via Ready Brew, how much is it costing? Oh, they don't even say how much it costs. All right, well, honestly, I know coffee's supposed to be healthy. What I don't think is healthy is all the stuff you guys put in it. Me, in order to get coffee down, I have to have the whipped cream on it. I have to have the chocolate, one of the cookies. I like those cookie straws in there. So by the time you get done with the coffee, I don't know how many calories I take in. But I know people like their Starbucks coffee. All right, guys. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. A lot to talk about today. Don't forget, we got daylight savings time. So don't forget to put your clocks not back. I think you put your clocks forward because you got to lose the hour of sleep. That's all I remember. We hate the spring, but we love the fall. So, yeah, clocks fall back, but they spring forward. That's right. Good, good. Actually, a link to heart attack risk. 10% heart attack risk the Monday and Tuesday following daylight savings time. Does that stink? Yeah, we'll probably talk about that. Something I'm very, very concerned about is over-the-counter prescription medicines. The FDA is trying to push for more of these to be over-the-counter. We're going to need to talk about that. Also, those of you that have rheumatoid arthritis, you may be more at risk of getting an abnormal heart rhythm. I got to tell you, as if rheumatoid arthritis is not that much of a ding, you need to have more than that. All right. So let's open up the phone lines. I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, they're saying smoking is an epidemic now with youth. It looks like we were doing really, really good. Cutting back the smoking, we were really doing really good. People were listening to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Everybody was happy. And now they say that teens are going back to smoking. What is so stressful with their lives, honestly? You know, I've been doing morning drive at KDWN this week. I've been covering the morning with Alan Stock while Heidi Harris has been out. And, you know, we were talking about youths and youths. Yeah, the two youths. We've been talking about youths and, you know, how to, get them to appreciate money. Because, you know, right now we are living in the debt generation. You guys notice that? You know, our houses are mortgaged to the gill if we have it. Our cars are either leased or borrowed. We're living on credit cards. There's not really a lot we own. You know, generations ago, I guess they would try to own jewelry, gold, etc. We're not really of the jewelry era. I mean, I'm sure some of you bought gold. I hope you did when it was down. We haven't. We're still paying student loans, so we never did the gold thing. But that was generations ago, gold. You know, and then, generation before us started to dive into the stocks and all that. And then, you know, but many of the youths right now, they aren't really taught that you need to own something. They're taught about mortgages. They're taught about borrowing and refinancing. And, you know, if you really think about it, we are just growing a generation of people that don't own nothing. And is that a little scary? You know, my father was of the generation when credit cards were starting to become a little bit more popular. Why would I use that? If I can't afford something, then that means I can't buy it. Why would I pretend like I could afford something and put it on my credit card? You know, so he did not like that idea at all. You know, and so, yeah, we did. We lived pretty, you know, we lived within our means. I mean, we didn't have fancy stuff because whatever we didn't have cash for, we weren't going to buy. You just didn't want to go into debt. That was something that we just, that was ingrained in our parents' generation. You know, and then me as a child, I was like, okay, you just don't go into debt. So now I had the opportunity to go to college. Luckily, I had a scholarship to go to UNLV. UNLV liked my SAT scores. I got a 1450, and that was while I was on my period. Not too bad, huh? Anyway, they liked my grades, liked my SAT scores, gave me a scholarship. But of course, I had to support myself. I wasn't living at home, and I, you know, had to support myself and, you know, et cetera. So I worked. I didn't want to borrow because, again, I didn't want to be in debt. Then I get accepted to medical school and I'm like, oh gosh. And again, I didn't want to borrow. I was hoping I could wait tables and go to the in-state medical school. Well, my brother ends up wanting to go to college and again, didn't have money. Parents didn't want to sign for a loan. Again, nobody wanted to go into debt. So I shared my student loans with him. I waited tables and I used that money for medical school and took out student loans. You know, we tried to make it work, and then it doesn't matter because I get out of medical school and I'm in debt. Then we get our first house and we're in debt. Then we open up our first office and we're in debt. We buy our first x-ray machine. So the debt just hit us anyway. All those years of me trying not to be in debt and owning things, that didn't work, you know? And, you know, what do we own? What do we own? I mean, I guess I own my, I don't even own my iPhone, right? I own a couple computers, my kitty cats, you know, but kind of frightening that we really don't own anything. Kind of not very stable. All right, don't go away. I want to talk more about this. I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2234 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. Get Seeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
IRS, the three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-342-8068. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A+ Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-342-8068. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-342-8068. Again, that's 800-342-8068. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I mean, I don't want to be negative, you know, and you know, cause panic. But, you know, if you just look around, I don't think anybody really owns anything. Now, I live in a city that really boomed real estate wise. You know, that was, you know, I live in southern Nevada. And I remember 2003, 2004, I mean, 2005, housing prices just boomed, skyrocketed. Commercial real estate was all over the place. There were office buildings put up all over. And I mean, actually, you know, I think the boom even started earlier than that because we opened up a practice in 2000. So we found an office building at the edge of the city and we decided to pick that. And we didn't even have to advertise. People just came to us in droves. It was an amazing, you know, economy at the time. But I remember looking around going, oh boy, something's going to happen with all these buildings. And then of course, when things dropped, you have all these empty commercial centers, all these empty properties. And, you know, another thing we had been taught as kids is real estate, real estate, real estate. Now, if you're going to put your money into something, you may want to be careful, you know, with the stock market, because remember Black Monday back in the 80s, what was it, 87? You know, they said, you know, maybe we got to be careful with the stock market, but real estate is always solid. Well, the one thing we learned this recession is, no. Real estate not too solid. So, you know, what should we be telling our kids to do? Now, of course, you know, I told my brother, you know, my brother graduated. I think my brother is the third one in our family. to get through college. You know, I not many of us went to. We're very fortunate. I was the first one in my family to get to college. I believe then my sister and then my brother and then but other than that, you know, the rest of our family and our previous family could never afford to go. And my brother graduates and he's like, you know, what do I do to find a job? And I go, you don't find a job. You stay in school. Yeah, he goes on, and now he's in law school. Yeah, it'll be nice. I hope he goes into malpractice law. I'll need someone to protect me. But, you know, but again, what are we telling our youth to do in terms of money? You know, what do you own? None of us really own anything. I mean, I'm sure there's rich people. I guess Forbes has their list now of the top richest people. So I'm sure, you know, they own a couple hotels and they own, you know, some buildings. I'm sure they own a couple pieces of gold. That's pretty nice. But the rest of us, I mean, I feel like we're going with the motions, living falsely on our rent, on our mortgage. I mean, I pay my mortgage and I look at the loan, I look at the debt I'm in, and I know the house is completely upside down, and I just feel like we're all just kind of living on a bubble. As long as the bubble doesn't break, and you could stay balanced, but that's not what I want. I want to start saving for retirement. I want to start, you know, and another thing, too, that we have that we don't have anymore that we used to have is there used to be pensions, retirement benefits. Now, thank God some jobs still offer that for people. But for many of us, no, we are not going to be able to rely on a pension, right? Or, you know, certain retirement benefits. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, yeah, there's Social Security. We'll have Social Security. Yeah. Yeah, really? Really? Social Security? So, you know, I just don't know if we're thinking beyond the next couple years. I know we're hoping that, you know, maybe the new administration in Washington, God willing, 2012 could fix things, but it's not really solving any immediate problems. And I think the immediate problems right now is we can't sock anything away. You know, I remember years ago they said you should have 3 months of income in your savings. Then they expanded it to 6 months. Now I'm hearing them say a year or two. Why? Well, because people have been out of jobs for a year or two, right? We can't do that. Most of our bank accounts, we're living on fumes. I mean, it is very scary. I had more money in the bank when I waited tables. I've told you guys this. When I waited tables, I had more cash in the bank than I do now. I'm frightened, and I'm twice the age that I was. You know, so what should we be telling our kids? One, that they're going to have to support us. And I think that's a good start. All right. Yeah, if my kids think they get to just marry the first beautiful blonde they meet and run away with her, your mama's going to be in a fifth wheel right behind. Okay, so that's number one. All right. Number two, maybe we should teach them how to respect money. You know, maybe we really shouldn't be teaching our kids about credit cards. And, you know, that they only buy what they have money for. And I really think we all need to do this as parents and grandparents, because these kids are taking money for granted. And if your kids are going into debt and moving in with you, which I guess is the new trend, right? Kids are moving back in with their parents. Remember years ago, parents were moving in with their kids. Now kids are so in debt, lose their jobs, they move back in with parents. Your parents are more economically savvy than you are. All right? That goes to show we're having a problem. You know, they were talking about how many grandparents right now, their children and grandchildren are eating up whatever Social Security they're having. You know, so we, you know, it's like we're all on a sinking ship. And nobody knows how to bring us afloat, or nobody knows how to take us to shore and get us stable. Is that a good analogy? Yeah. Good marine time analogy. Yeah. I worked on that one. Yeah. No, I didn't. I should have worked on it. It would have sounded better. So, I just think this is something that we're just blowing off. You know, we're blaming government, and of course we'll blame government. A lot of people are still blaming Bush, right? And then many people are going to still blame Obama. It's fun. It's nice to blame somebody else. You know, when you're mad and you're upset. You know, I was blaming Benjamin Franklin last hour, and then I guess I'm supposed to be blaming Mr. Hudson for daylight savings time. Right? And us having to lose an hour this weekend. Yeah, so, it's fun to blame people, but okay, after all the blame is done, what are we doing? Okay, we're all in debt. We don't really own anything, the majority of us. They're calling us what? The Sam's Club Republicans? Is that what they're calling us? The Sam's Club? Is that what they're calling us, right? Or Sam's Club Democrats? All right, I guess those of us that go to Sam's Club. I'd like to, you know, also include Walmart. I'm a big Walmart shopper. Yes. Yes, count me in for Walmart. But if we don't really take our economic situation a lot more seriously and start to go back to the days where you would own your car. You know, I owned my first car. My first car was a little Chevy Chevette. A little blue Chevy Chevette. I bought it for $1,800. I remember they wanted me to finance it. And it was a used car, no air conditioning. And I only had, I think, a couple hundred in the bank. And I didn't understand about financing. I was 20 years old. I was really kind of naive, but I was living, you know, by myself. I wasn't dating anybody, so I didn't really have a boyfriend. And not that that would have, you know, helped, but it would have been nice. And I remember they go, okay, well, it's an $1,800 car. So with financing, I go, well, wait a second. That car's going to turn into $2,400. No, I only want to pay $1,800 for this car. They go, but if you're not going to pay us cash, you have to finance. I go, no, just let me make the payments. And it just equal $1,800. Now, I got them to do it. And, of course, you know, it was a little Chevy Chevette with no air conditioning. I probably still got taken. But luckily, I talked myself out of financing, et cetera. But I was not going to borrow. I did not want to be in any debt. And I bought this car that had no air conditioning, that was all dented up with my own money. And I owned it until, of course, changed cars and bought my little truck. And then I paid that off with my tips. And then I later had to buy a family car. And now we're in debt again. So I kind of like the feeling when I owned a car. I'm like, this is mine. If I have to live in it, I could live in it. I own this. And that's something I don't think we're going to have a feeling for a while. Now, I know some people say, well, Dr. Dahlia, honestly, with the way cars are changing, it doesn't make sense to own a car. You're right, it doesn't. You know, cars depreciate like crazy. It really doesn't make sense to buy a vehicle, have it depreciate by half once you drive it off the lot. Yeah, I get that. But I think that's kind of sad the way our society is. You know, I always thought when I got old and gray, I would own my little house. I would own my little car, you know, and I would be okay. I wouldn't be a burden on my kids. And I just don't see that happening. And so, and my kids, think I'm a burden anyway. All right, we're going to be coming up on break. When we come up from on break, I want to talk about how the quality of healthcare is really changing, and that the FDA now, probably government doesn't know what to do, such that they're like, you know what, maybe we should just have prescriptions over the counter. If people can't afford healthcare, maybe we should have diabetic medications, asthma medications, migraine medications over the counter. Maybe that'll increase access. Is that a good idea? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, toll free, 1-877-362-3254. Real quickly, don't forget you can follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And if you miss any of my 3-hour show, you can go to my on demand button at drdahlia.com. Go there to listen to any of the hours. We're going to be back after the break.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
2012 is finally here, and while the government racks up another $1 trillion in debt, the IRS is hard at work collecting. In fact, they're even sending agents to some people's homes in place of business. If you owe back taxes, have years of unfiled tax returns, or are receiving threatening letters or phone calls, call the tax division of the law offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Our tax division is spearheaded by a former IRS agent with over 31 21 years experience. He knows the ins and outs of the IRS and how to get them off your back once and for all. The phone call is free and so is the consultation. So call now, 800-652-6978. That's 800-652-6978. Don't wait for agents to knock on your door. Call 800-652-6978 or visit us on the web at www.craigzlaw.com. You'll be glad you did.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit, delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog, packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
You bet I do. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Let's go to the phone lines at 1-877-362-3254.
Hi, my name is Paul. I'm calling on behalf of my wife. She was diagnosed with breast cancer, and the type of tumor that she had was estrogen receptive.
Okay.
Just curious how all these estrogen studies play into this. Right now she's taking Arimidex, which is an estrogen depleter.
Right.
And I'm just mostly curious to hear your discussion. Thank you and have a great day.
Thank you for your call and your message. And I wish you were live because I'd love to ask you a few more questions about your wife. It being estrogen sensitive, an estrogen receptor sensitive is a better prognosis. Okay. You know, usually doctors are happier to hear that because those are easier to treat. Now, basically when they do a biopsy, they want to know, of course, what type of cancer, but they also want to know what are the characteristics of it because it can help them decide how fast it's going to grow. Is it going to be a more aggressive type of cancer? You know, they'll check the estrogen receptors, the progesterone receptors, because again, if it is estrogen receptor positive, if they do Arimidex or tamoxifen and block your estrogen production, then it'll slow the growth. Or prevent, hopefully, yeah, slow down the growth. So those are extremely important and luckily signal a better prognosis. Sometimes if you're estrogen negative receptor, that makes us a little bit more concerned. So then they look at your human epidermal growth factor, type 2 receptor. That's the HER2. You'll probably see that on the PATH page, the HER2-NEU test. This looks at the HER2 new genes, we call them, just to see how much. It's basically a protein that's expressed, and sometimes the more of those or the higher levels, that may also mean that the cancer may spread more quickly. However, there are certain medications that target that, like Herceptin, right, or Ticurb, and if that's the case, those could be pretty effective. So, you know, it's very scary when you get a diagnosis of breast cancer, and, you know, wish your wife the best. If she has any questions for me, have her go to my email at drdaya.com. I will email her back, talk to her, or if she wants to call the show when we're on air at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. But the more common type of breast cancer are the ones that are estrogen receptor positive, and to be able to block the estrogen with those medications, Arimidex, Aromacin, Femara, sometimes Avista, Tamoxifen, like I said, pretty successful. Pretty successful. So keep me posted on that and just wish her the best. Yeah, we were talking about breast cancer the other day. It's just so common. I mean, I don't know of a family that doesn't get affected or afflicted by it. It's just so common. Women, do your breast exams. Men, too. Men get breast cancer, too. And remember, when you examine, I taught everybody how to examine the breasts on one of my shows. Right. I'm sure you all don't want me to repeat it, but we lifted up our arms. Well, I made you all pull the car over. Remember? Because you can't be doing this while you're driving. It made you pull the car over. Yeah, roll up the window if you don't want people looking. And but remember, you need to start under your arms. And if you want to do it in the shower, that may be a little easier. Because breast tissue goes up under your arms. You don't want to miss something like a lump. Now, yes, you also have lymph nodes under there, but you can't have breast tissue. I remember I delivered a baby on a really nice young female. And when I was checking on her the next day, her arms were out to her side and there was milk leaking from her underarm. She had huge tissue underneath. It almost looked like she had four breasts, you know, two underneath the underarms and, of course, her breasts. And it just, she had breast tissue that was going all the way up under her underarms. So when she started to lactate, everything kind of blew up. So you got to remember that you have tissue up there. Start under the arms, then go around the breast. Some people go, should I go circular? Should I zigzag? Should I trapezoid? Should I rectangle it? Just whatever you do to make sure you cover all the bases. Okay. Oh, my husband, he examines my breasts all the time because we have sex 5 days a week. No, that doesn't count. It has to be a very, precise type of exam. I mean, a good breast exam could take easily 10 to 15 minutes. Yes. Yeah. My foreplay doesn't last that long. I told you. You can't let your husband or your partner do the exam. You need to do it. Now, many of you go, Dr. Dahlia, I'm always lumpy. I don't know what I'm feeling. You're right. You will be lumpy. Your job is to know your breast inside and out. I mean, well, don't, you know, put it, you know what I'm talking about. Okay? And if you do feel a lump, you get it checked out. Now, you know, some of us will see a breast doctor who can ultrasound you in the office, and as you're feeling your lumps, show you what it looks like on ultrasound and almost map your breast, right? I didn't say MapQuest, map your breast, so that you kind of know, okay, this lump is this lump is this, but then they're going to keep an eye on it, all right? If it's a lump that they're concerned about, they're going to biopsy it. If not, they're going to keep an eye on things, and your job is to keep an eye on things. Now, unfortunately, those of us that have our menstrual cycles, I know, Lord of mercy, You swell, right? And, you know, your breasts start to swell. And so sometimes these lumps go up and down, especially if they're cysts. Now, fibrocystic breast disease, with that, that's tough. You need to cut back your caffeine. You need to cut back your coffee. I was told to cut back on chocolate. I go, really? Really? I'm PMSing. And you're telling me no caffeine and no chocolate? Oh, and no alcohol. Okay. No. So, you know, it's frustrating. We really have to suffer. And the men suffer too. You know, my men, I live in a house full of boys. My husband and my boys. Oh, yeah. They know. You don't mess with mama. You do not mess with mama on those days. But, I stereotype. I'm sorry. But, you know, very important. And again, nipple, you could have nipple discharge and not know it. You have to squeeze that area to see if you have any discharge. If anything is brown, bloody, you got to get it checked out. And like I said, men, check your pecs. You don't have to call it a breast exam, guys. Even though you're looking for breast cancer, you can say, oh, I'm checking my pecs. Okay, check your pecs. That's fine. All right. Okay, so let's see what is going on here with the FDA. And for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. No, I'm not going to make a YouTube video. Come on, people. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALIA. All right, so what's going on? The FDA is mulling a proposal to waive prescription requirements for commonly used drugs that treat conditions like diabetes, asthma, and migraines, CBS reports. Apparently, FDA regulators have told reporters that easing access to obtain certain medications could help address undertreated epidemics like diabetes. All right, I mean, I get this. I get it. The over-the-counter switch is one of several FDA proposals aimed at increasing access to established drugs or speeding up approval of experimental medications. Okay, you guys already see where this is going, don't you? After years of high-profile drug safety cases in which the FDA restricted access to certain medications, the agency is increasingly highlighting its effort to help drug makers get new innovative drugs on the market, but then they want to put them over the counter. Okay, you see what's going to happen to these drug companies. See, when these medications go over the counter, then, or they go generic, of course, they, you know, when they lose their patent, they lose making money on it. Okay? And remember, I told you, sometimes it takes years for these drug companies, after research and R&D, et cetera, to finally get these on the market. If they only have a 1 or 2 year window, many of them don't make all the money back that they spent the millions of dollars on it. So we're already going to have a problem there. But number two is, are these medications safe enough to be over the counter? Okay, now I know a lot about diabetic medications because I'm a doctor. But there is no way I would go over the counter and take something without having my blood work checked. Now, if access to health care is as bad as it is now and continues to worsen, many people are not going to be able to go to the doctor, let alone get blood work checked. So do we want to put them on a medicine that could drop their sugar? I mean, they're talking about diabetic medications here. Okay? You take a diabetic medication that drops your blood sugar, like a sulfonylurea, glyburide, cheap medication. Inexpensive, it kind of stimulates the pancreas to shoot out insulin. Well, that's nice. But you could drop so low, you could go into a hypoglycemic coma. I'm not liking this. Let's talk about this a little bit more. What drugs are they talking about, and what are the dangers of these medicines being over the counter? Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Attention, information in this 1-minute message could save your life.
Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
BePrepared.com is making deals because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. Stay tuned for a free offer from BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. Now the sale items. Right now through March 9th, save 32% on freeze-dried chicken breast, $140 on a year's supply of basics. Plus, save on the best-tasting instant non-fat dry milk and heirloom garden seeds. All of this and more, all at BePrepared.com. Plus, order $75 or more and get a free $25 gift card by using promo code Genesis35 at checkout at BePrepared.com. Limit one per customer. This sale ends tomorrow. Call 800-222-9596 and experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-222-9596. Hurry, sale ends tomorrow. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, sometimes I wish I wasn't a doctor when I get to talk about some of these issues that come up. Like, for example, if the FDA does put out over the market asthma medication, migraine medication, diabetic medications, because I got to tell you, as a mom, right? And as a patient, I would be loving this. You know, I hate the fact that I'm a doctor and I got to tell you all the reasons why that's bad, and not for selfish reasons. You know me, I play devil's advocate. I'm very fair. You know, I'm going to tell it like it is. I mean, trust me, if things are over the counter and people don't have to go to see the doctor, yeah, I don't have a job, but that's not why I'm worried. All right, but let's talk about why this would be cool. If the FDA goes, you know what, to heck with this, we can't figure out health care reform, let's just put the medications over the market. Oh, that would be nice. I mean, as a mom or as a consumer, I'd love antibiotics. You know, for any of you that had to take care of a kid that ended up waking up at 5 a.m. with pink eye, you know, your kid is screaming, Mom, I can't open up my eye. I can't open up my eyes. And you run in there and they got all this goop on their eyelids. And, you know, you just kind of use warm water. I remember my husband's a chiropractor, right? He knows a lot about medicine, but, you know, he's never seen that. And, you know, I was asleep, of course, you know, me, I deep sleep. Yeah. And my kid's eyes are like completely closed shut and he didn't know how to open them. I'm like, warm water, no big deal. Ain't no thing like a chicken wing. He's like, what are you talking about? Chicken wing? I was half asleep, but I got them open. But you know, many of us as parents were like, look, I know pink eye. Let me start the drops. You know, I mean, many of us, I got to tell you, my mom has probably been one of the best medical providers I've ever had in my life. My mom knows me better than I know myself. I remember going, Mom, my eye itches. And I was across the room. This is like 1981. And she goes, you have an eye infection. I mean, and I'm looking, I could barely see it. It's like she knew, you know, and so now I'm not saying all moms, you know, should just get MDs and DOs and, you know, start prescribing medicine. But I understand as a mom how nice it would be to just go get the drops, not have to wait till the doctor's office opens at 8 a.m., then hope the doctor could squeeze you in by 4 p.m, if that, just for you to get drops that you know your kid needs. I get that. I really do as a mom. Or, you know, your sinus infection is back. You know it's a sinus infection. You've been through this. You know, just give me the antibiotic. I know. I know how nice it would be. But they aren't talking antibiotics. You know, they're talking about asthmatic medications, migraine medications. Okay, well, how many of us suffer from migraines? I do. Oh, migraine medicines are rough and expensive. Gosh, those triptans are expensive. Man, yes, it would be nice if those were cheaper. Absolutely. But I got to tell you, you know, whoever discovered the triptan, and we still don't know why they work on migraines, right? I mean, wow, they're going to be given a place in heaven because those triptans for migraines help so many of us. And you know, what about asthma? Your asthma's acting up. You're about to go on a trip. You don't have time to go to the doctor. It would be nice. All right, it would be extremely convenient. And I got to tell you, I mean, my asthmatics, you know, they're a lot of them are very, very good with their bodies, okay? But where does the problem lie? Well, the problem lies with people that really aren't that attuned with their bodies, okay? Let's take a look at the migraine medicine, for example, all right? Migraine medication, you cannot give to a person whose blood pressure is high. It could cause you to stroke. So if you are having the worst migraine of your life, which, by the way, to me, raises blood pressure, okay? I mean, when I feel like I have a knife in my head, feels like, you know, I know my blood pressure's up, all right? You can't take these medications if your blood pressure is like 150 over 100, 160 over 105. So if you're not checking your blood pressure before you buy this medication, you could have a stroke. And you're also not supposed to be taking that medication with antidepressants. I know many of us don't take Zoloft and Lexapro and Prozac or St. John's Wort as an antidepressant. We use it for a variety of things, and we've talked about how these SSRIs help us, but you're not supposed to mix the two. So, you know, are we going to put the pressure on the pharmacist to interrogate you and see what you're doing before you buy the medication? Are pharmacists going to then have to turn into walk-by doctors type of thing? Where you walk by the pharmacist and say, hey, can I take this? Can I take this? Can I take this? Are pharmacists ready for that? Do they even want it? Are pharmacists going to be sued? Are pharmacists going to take on the liability because the patient is going to say, hey, I ran that by the pharmacist and he said it was okay. Okay, you see, this isn't as easy as it looks. Let's go to the asthma medications. Now, many of us don't realize our asthma is bad until it's too late. And many of us don't feel it until we're decompensating. So, I mean, I don't have asthma. But living in the desert, you know, growing up in Scottsdale and Las Vegas for as many years as I did, I think you acquire something we call Vegas asthma, you know, from the dust and all the crud, et cetera. So by the time I think I have something wrong, I'm wheezing if I have a cold, et cetera. All right, well, you know, running to get an over-the-counter inhaler, we have Primatene Mist over-the-counter, and I can't tell you how many people end up in the hospital because they only took Primatene Mist and they didn't take the asthma medication that they need. Now, what type of asthma medications are we talking about? Well, I don't know. If the FDA is thinking about asthma medications, they could be thinking about your Advair, your Dulera, your Symbicort. Well, those are dual medications that have steroid plus a long-acting beta agonist. Well, some of you with heart conditions or an abnormal heart rhythm may not qualify for those inhalers. Well, how do we know if we have an abnormal heart rhythm, Dr. Dahlia? I guess you go to the doctor. You know, this is why we in medicine want you to be looked at. Some of you may not be able to tolerate the steroids. Many of you may not be properly trained on inhaling steroids and get the cavities. Now, I like to think that the average patient is smart. Okay? I think it's pretty condescending for somebody to be, you know, like me sitting here going, you guys can't handle taking the medications. I'm sure, like I said, many of my asthmatic patients like, Dahlia, let me show you how it's done. I know many of you are definitely capable, but there are going to be a group of individuals that aren't. You know, when I went to a training class to speak on Symbicort, they were talking about this doctor. I've told you guys this story. This doctor back east where he had a 12-year-old asthmatic, and he only had him on an albuterol inhaler, and the kid died of acute asthmatic exacerbation over the winter. And everybody's like, oh, my gosh, the doctor's an idiot. They were calling him names. You know, oh, my God, that doctor was. And I'm like, wait a second, okay? Hold on a second. How many of our asthmatic children come to us when they're well? You know, many times a mom brings them in summertime, right, for school physical, sports physical. Mom says, oh, his asthma's great. You listen to him. He's not wheezing. And mom goes, look, give me some inhalers for the year just in case, you know, anything acts up. But he's fine. Just refill the inhaler. So the doctor could have just refilled the inhaler during the summer when everything's fine and dandy. Kid in the middle of winter goes through an asthmatic attack, is trying to puff on the one inhaler. It doesn't do it, ends up going to the hospital and dies. Now, I believe that I'm of the belief that anybody with asthma should be looked at all four seasons, spring, summer, winter, fall. And we as clinicians and as moms and dads, grandparents, etc., should identify which season is our kid's trouble season. And if we do identify that season, then a couple weeks before that season starts, you put him on some preventative medication so that he never gets the asthmatic attack. You see, somebody has to be watched. Okay, medicine is an art. You just don't go over the counter and pop a pill. Now, what about diabetes? Okay, same thing with diabetes. To manage your diabetes and your blood sugars appropriately is an art. If not, you end up going blind. You end up losing a leg. All right, when you have diabetes, not only are you going to the doctor to dole out the pills, but you're going to the doctor for them to make sure you're not having any sequelae from the diabetes. Are your arteries clogging? Diabetics clog their arteries quicker than other people. Are you having wounds under your feet? Are your eyes worsening? So I hate to sound like a bad guy being the bad guy doctor, but no, I'm not a fan of many of these medications being over the counter because you do need to be looked at closely. Okay, I know. I just ticked a lot of people off. All right, guys, hopefully I'll make up for it in the next hour. If this is your stop, have a great rest of the way home. Don't forget about daylight savings time. Turn your clocks forward, right? Spring them forward.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify identify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.